Welcome to Brick by Brick, where we begin to build the new you. Here's a simple truth. You're not perfect, and that's okay because you are actually awesome or on your way to being awesome. And with this podcast, we will begin to tackle the rough topics of life. We will journey to a place in which you used to be in order to get to the place in which you choose to be. You see, you were born to be amazing, and together you and I will help and make sure that you get there. Don't let anybody stop you, and never let anybody treat you any less than what you're actually worth. In order for you to get to this level, in order for you to get to this point, the first thing you must do is start seeing you through different eyes. And remember, keep smiling. Keep smiling. It looks good on your face.
Welcome to this week's Brick by Brick, a motivational podcast with Antonio T. Smith Jr., or Rev Tony as he is also known. We are recording in our mobile studio today. And Pastor Tony, how are you today?
I'm doing fine, and yourself there, Tempest?
I'm well, thank you for asking.
All right, well, we're going to see how many times we can do this today without dropping for 2 or 3 seconds. That seems to be the custom of my phone, so we will see how that all works out. But, guys, if you're new to this podcast, if I drop, she'll tell me and I'll come right back. I can't do anything. I'll wait until I undrop, and then we shall get moving again.
Sure.
Are you ready? Right. Well, no, you got to do your little segment. No, you do your segment thing. I remember that now because I always interrupt it. You have your, you know, it's introduction and then it's, right, yeah, where I'm going to be, right, because I surely don't know my calendar, so I can't tell them.
Okay, so Sunday, May 10th, which is Mother's Day, Antonio will be speaking, will be the keynote speaker, excuse me, at the Lupus Awareness Brunch in Houston. The address is 5922 Washington Avenue in Houston. Tickets are $25.30 at the door. If you would like to go, I would have to look up the website to get you that ticket information. Sorry, I don't know that offhand.
It's not our event, so we wouldn't know it.
May 12th, 13th, and 14th will be in Edna, Texas. He's the theme speaker for the American Baptist Eastern General Association of Texas May Spring Board. He'll be speaking on rebranding the church for the 21st century. The program each day starts at 10 a.m. You're more than welcome to come out. He'll also be back in Edna June 16th, 17th, and 18th for the American Baptist General Association of Texas, speaking at their Youth Congress, which is a really great thing. It's kids from all over, I guess, Southeast Texas coming together to learn more. He'll be speaking on sex in the church, I believe. And then lastly, well, not lastly, but last of June, June 20th through 28th, he'll be all the way in India speaking at a pastor's conference for pastors in 50 villages, speaking on leadership, church planting, and business strategies. If you would like Antonio to speak at your upcoming event, feel free to visit revtony.org/booking, fill out that short, quick form, and I will actually be the one in contact with you. So look forward to hearing from you guys.
Sweet. Awesome. Awesome. Again, if you're new to this podcast, we've got a lot of new people every week. We definitely appreciate you. Those are things that we will reach. At least around here we call non-church events because I travel all week long doing church events. So those are those that are what we would classify as non-church because we, you know, I'm blessed to be a motivational speaker, so that works, and you guys like it, and so I love it. I sure appreciate it. So what's the topic for today? Let's have a little fun, see if we can change some lives.
Today's topic is something that is funny, but it's not funny.
Okay.
Today's topic is how to master communicating with your team, or mastering communication is what it's really called.
I said it's
funny because everybody thinks they're a great communicator until you ask everybody that they come in contact with, and they're like, oh, I never get information from you, or you don't talk to me. So it's funny because everybody just knows that they are, like, the best communicator, but if you ask those around them, then not so much. No offense is what I really meant to say. No offense.
Amen. All right.
No offense to you. I'm not throwing shade at you. I mean,
oh, it's okay. I know you just talked about me in front of thousands of people.
No, I didn't.
It's just hundreds of thousands of people that listen to the podcast. I'm just joking. Come on.
No one thinks
that you're doing
that.
Right
there from the record.
Okay. No, it's okay. It's quite okay. It's a very serious topic. I mean, we're having fun, but it's a very serious topic that obviously we need to address because I'm such a terrible leader. No, I'm just joking. It's a very serious topic. I'm just poking fun at you. It's a very serious topic because this is something that alienates many people across the world, but also it's something that we definitely need to talk about. So let's see if we talk about it. You got some questions for me first? You want to? In fact, let's see if we can do it that way. Let's do it that way. You throw something at me, and then I'll do a little free talk thing as well. Let's see if we can tackle this. Now, I want you to ask the question. I don't know what you're going to ask. I know you know what you're going to ask. Well, then, let's do it this way then. So get deep down, So jot a few things down and ask something that you used to struggle with before you got here. Because here's the deal. Before I found you, you didn't follow anyone, right? Now, we know this. This we know for sure. You were one of those self-sufficient people that had no leader. Yes, I'm talking about you right now. Yes,
oh, okay. Go ahead.
Okay, is it true? Am I being accurate?
Yes.
Okay, everyone was waiting on you. It was an awkward silence, right? Okay, so you were, but it's not that you were selfish and you didn't want to follow anyone. So the question is, why didn't you follow anyone? And this is going to come back to communication because I know where it goes. But why were you not following anyone?
Okay, so I'm not the type of person that will just bust out with ideas or bust out with a random conversation. I'm very quiet. I'm very to myself. And it takes me a long time to warm up to people. So I have a couple of reasons. If I'm not warming up to you, there's usually a reason why, like something I feel from you that just isn't connecting with me. I guess that's part of my empathy. So if I get a vibe from you that I'm not feeling, then I don't want to have anything to do with you. Or if I feel like you're not going to listen to me, like when I do have something to say, if I feel like I'm going to be dismissed or something like that, or my voice isn't going to be heard, then that'll make me, I want to say shut down. Well, that's accurate. That'll make me shut down and not want to be, that'll make me stand in the corner and do my own thing, as you say. And, yeah.
Anything else?
I don't know.
Well, no, you, Catherine, let me address those two, because here's the deal. So the original topic is, say the topic again, it's how to communicate, like, say it so we can...
Mastering communication.
All right, you can stop right there, because that's the words I was looking for, right? I was looking for. So there's a reason why I asked you that question, although you have an agenda, you just want to make... Like, didn't seem like you had one. There's a reason why I asked you that question, because I need for everyone to know, listening to me currently, right now, at this very moment, that everything you do is communication. Like 90% of communication is nonverbal, right? So
yes.
If you were to expect for me to say, well, you know what, you need to talk right, you need to do this, you need to do that, and you're missing the fact that I've already communicated the moment I walk into a room. If you miss that, then you're never going to be able to communicate properly. Because the reason I asked you, why did you not follow anyone when you clearly follow me? And as far as my knowledge is, I'm the only person you follow, except for maybe your high school coach in high school or something. So,
I didn't even play sports.
Oh, wow. So you've been an individual. So you've been an individual your entire life.
Yes, that's
it. Were you ever a team player, ever?
Oh.
Be nice. Come on.
No.
You're a major team player now. Did you have to learn how to – I know the answer to this one. Did you have to learn how to be a team player in this organization?
Yes.
Was it hard?
It was very hard. Okay.
All right.
Yes.
There we go. Okay. So, guys, for one, you can't be in my organization without being a team player. It's one of the fundamental things of our core values, and we call it synergy, right? Well, a lot of people call it synergy. But the different departments must work together. It is absolutely, unequivocally a requirement. It is criteria, not to be confused with criterion as in singular. I mean, it is one of. Well,
yes.
It's one of the. It's synergy is so important that I'm not saying it's a singular thing. I'm saying it's a plural thing. Like, you must do it all over the place. And so you must be able to follow and do all these other things. So what am I saying? Why am I bringing all this stuff? How does this apply to communication? Well, here's a good full circle for you. Somehow, Tempest, when you met me, and you met me, you were a receptionist at a business meeting that I was doing, and somehow to you, I communicated to you that I was the leader that you were looking for, and I never told you that I'm the leader you're looking for. So let's go back to that instance. Let's go. In order to answer this question, I need you to view. This is how we're answering the question. What was it when you first met me? Actually, you met me when? I know when you met me, but did you meet me when I walked in the door? Because I know the story. Or did you – how did it happen?
How did I meet you?
You saw me. I know the day you saw me, but I'm not trying to lead you there because I don't want to look like where I'm leading you somewhere. You saw me before I saw you. Is that correct?
I assume so, yes.
Well, you once told me you saw me through the door before I ever walked in the door, is what you said. And now you're making me.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So what is it? What was your first impression of me before I ever walked inside of that building? We won't name the building, right? Because, well, we just won't name the building. We don't want to.
Right.
You know, but right, because it's a very popular commercial building, right?
Yeah.
So, right, what made you notice me? Past and you were working in a job that you had to notice people, 100 people an hour. Come on. What made you see me?
I want to say, I guess your demeanor.
Okay, so stop right there. All right, so listen, guys. How do you communicate with, how do you master communication with your team players? Your demeanor has everything to do with it. Tempest, notice something. Your demeanor has more to do with it than your mouth does. This is I was trying to get here. Because the first thing you said was, I don't warm up to people. Right? This is what you said. I know what you said because I actually wrote it down when you were saying it. You said two main things. You said, I don't warm up, and I don't really – If I don't feel like, right, if I don't feel like you're the – you kept saying that, those are vibes.
Yes.
Right? I wrote them down
right.
As he was talking. Okay.
Right.
So you don't warm up to people, but here's the deal. The people that you were meeting didn't give you the impression that I'm the one you can warm up to. Does that make sense?
That makes perfect sense.
Exactly. See, I heard the epiphany in your voice. I heard you see finally, heard the scales fall from your eyes, and now you see where I'm going. Guys, communication is not just you talking. It's not how well you speak, although that is something very big to do with it. But 90% of your communication is how comfortable do you make people feel when you walk into the room? How comfortable do you make people feel when you're standing next to them? Are you standing too close? Are you invading their personal space? Okay, wait,
oh
what country
God.
Is it? Everyone has personal space. Are you too close? Are you too far? Is there a table separating between? How can you build a friendship and there's a table between you and the person, right? You're trying to communicate with me. I mean, you're trying to communicate with, and maybe you don't want to build a friendship. That's why you put a table there. This is why psychologists have a barrier between you and them, and then most psychologists try to move that barrier because the physical barrier puts a physical barrier, I mean, it puts a psychological barrier in your head. All these things play effect, and in order for people are listening every step of the way. Every day, at every second, someone is always telling you exactly who they are. The problem is people aren't listening, or even more of a problem is people don't know what they're communicating. Can I break that down for you, Tempest? Can I push that argument just a little further and
sure.
make it sound like a whole lot of sense? This is
sure.
exactly why. This is, and I don't mean to be offensive, but this is a perfect example that I love to use. This is why this is why a member of the LGBT community, right, can walk into a straight club and leave that club a few hours later, right, nightclub, with another member of the LGBT community, right? It's not that they were screaming, hey, look at me, I like the same sex. It's that they were saying exactly who they were, but not that they looked like it. They don't have to just look like it, right? Because that's pretty prejudiced and very stereotypical to say someone looks, you know, like a certain thing, right? But the deal is they were sending off vibes that you couldn't see the entire time. And when someone was receptive to what they were putting back out, then that's who they left home with. Or left the club with. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So let's bring that back into the business world. If I walk into the door and I make everybody uncomfortable, why are you going to follow me? If you want to master communication, no, of course you wouldn't. Of course you wouldn't, and neither would your listeners listening to me right now. Why would you? Just hear me well, guys. Hear me well. Your communication, you guys have mastered conversation so well that you forgot about all your body action, all your facial expressions, the folding of your arms when people are talking to you. When someone disagrees with you, you make a slight face. You may think you hit it, but everyone in the room saw it. If you're going to master communication, you need to respect the fact that 90% of communication is nonverbal. This is why you can mute your TV and then watch what's going on and still have a good idea of what's happening. This is why deaf people can still communicate with people who can hear, because 90% of communication is nonverbal. Why do you think people talk with their hands? Why can you walk into a room and pick up on the body language of two people of the who intimately like each other? Because their body language, someone's leaning in a little bit more than what they normally would. Someone's invading that private personal space, and the other person isn't pushing away. He or she is moving forward to the invasion of my personal space. Does that make sense?
Makes perfect sense.
All right, so here's the deal. Everything that you ever do from now on, right? Like, and another part of this is going to be listening, but we're going to get there secondly, and we're going to close that listening. But everything that you will ever do on planet Earth, you will be communicating to someone. Now, here's the deal. Communication is broken down into two things and two things only. Every time you move, think, or speak, you're either moving, thinking, or speaking towards your dreams or from your dreams. Away from your dreams. every time you open your mouth, think with your brain, speak with your mouth, communicate with your hands, you're communicating towards your goals or you're communicating away from your goals. The most important thing you can never understand is most of your communication will always be not interpreted by your words, but your actions. And actions can also be you sitting there just silent. Everyone else in the room is talking, but you're the silent one. And now you're right. Come on, that's right. See, right. And so here's the deal: you're sending off a vibe. I don't want to. You send up. That's saying so many things. And the bad part is it's interpreted by in so many different ways to so many people, so many different people, and every interpretation is against the dreams that you want to accomplish. If everyone is talking, you don't have to be an extrovert to be a part of the group. You could be a part of the group and be the quiet one in the group. What you can't be is the quiet one who refuses to associate with the group. Does that just make sense? You can be the one in the group and be quiet, and then you'll just be their quiet friend. But you can't be the one quiet outside the group unless your dreams say you must be outside the group to get this done, right? If you're trying to be a trailblazer, then you want to be outside the group, right? But then while you're outside the group, you still need followers. The whole point of trailblazing is to blaze a trail that no one has ever tread down before so others can follow behind you. Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So you have to be able to know that all of your communication, 90% of it, happens without you even opening up your mouth. In fact, there's a popular saying, I can't remember who said it, but I can't. Maybe it's Ralph Waldo Emerson, but I may be wrong with this. But I know I didn't say it. I'm too young to have such wisdom as what I'm about to say. I can't hear your words because your actions are too loud. Right? I can't hear your words because your actions are too loud. And that captures it perfectly. Like, I can't hear the language, the communication. I can't hear the message you're trying to tell me with your mouth because what you're telling me with everything else is canceling out what you're trying to tell me. You know, parents do this all the time. Do what I say, not what I do. Well, that's not effective, right? And then we take that into the real world, the unparenting world, and we try to do that. This is why, look, guys, you can walk into a church or organization. You can walk. This is why you know. Okay, I prove it to you. This is a great example. Communication is definitely nonverbal. This is how you know when you walk into a room and people are talking about you. You didn't hear that conversation. You just felt
they
it.
They get quiet, yes.
They get real quiet, and you felt all the vibes in the room. Well,
yes.
Listen, guys, if you can feel other people's vibes, why don't you think other people can feel yours? Right? We have this tendency to think that we're the only ones that can feel things. No, other people feel things too. And you got to be very careful with your message that you're sending across to people. So if you're going to, so here's the deal. How do you do that? I'm not going to just tell you to without telling you how to do that. How do you do it? The first thing you need to do is conquer yourself. If you have low self-esteem, if you have too much self-esteem, both of these are a great hindrance, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's not saying that assurance, right? Assurance doesn't come off as arrogance. Those are two totally different things. People with self-assurance know how to lower themselves to make others feel taller. And self-assurance can be loud or it can be quiet, and either one of these would be quite acceptable, and there are different circumstances that make these two things quite acceptable. People who are just loud, right, they are normally their insecurities on the inside are louder than all the flashy things they're doing on the outside. I'll say it this way. This is, I learned very young when I was in the military. I learned very young. I mean, very, very young, 18 years old. I picked up on the fact that if a sergeant didn't run his house, right, and I was in an all-male unit, I was military intelligence, but I was attached to an infantry unit. So it was all-male unit, all males. So I'm going to say this from a male's perspective. If the sergeant, who obviously was male, didn't run his house, and I don't mean that from a chauvinistic, I'm not trying to throw women back into the Stone Age or you know, the 1800s or even the 1900s, or for that matter, 2 years ago, right, because we still have male chauvinist pigs out there. I'm not trying to do anything like that, but just hear me out. If the sergeant didn't have a voice in his house, you know what he did? He came to work and put his voice everywhere. He was mean. He would, though he micromanaged, no one could say anything. He was just very mean and nasty to everyone because he was lashing out from what he couldn't do at home. Now, I'm not saying he should have been doing it at home, but I'm saying since he had no voice at home, then he came to the job and overcompensated and had too much of a voice at the job. Does that make sense? Right. It's the same. It's the same effect when you treat a beautiful young lady, you lock her behind doors as a child, right? And then as soon as she gets old enough, she goes out a little bit too far, right? Because she's just simply, you know, older folks would say like this: if you treat a child like a caged animal, that's exactly what the child is going to act like, right? There's a yin and a yang. Now people come back to a nice a homeostatic center over their lives, right? Everyone is stupid, for lack of a better term. Oh, well, yeah, homeostasis, but I had to make it an adjective, so, right, but, you know, so everyone, and you know what, I'm glad you did that, I'm so glad you did that, because here's the, well, let me finish this thought. So everyone winds up coming back to this center, this balance, right, homeostasis, this balance of what they should be, but everyone plays the fools when they're in their 20s, 18s, and then 20s and things like that, but I'm glad you said that. Here's the second thing. Here's the second thing, and I'll rush you this one real quickly. Here's the second thing, guys, that you need to totally, totally, totally understand about communication. The whole medieval, which is, I guess I'll give you a little bit of world history, from 500 to 1500 was the medieval period, right? Mm-hmm. So basic, or the Dark Ages is what it's also called. So basically, people were building great big buildings, right? If it was in religion, it was in the name of God, so you could feel really, really small because the thought process is supposed to be God is this big and you're this small and so insignificant, and which is a lot of truth in that, right? But however, right, if you think about it, if you're not religious, if you think about it, and compare it to the galaxy, right, inside the galaxy, which just has as many planets as you, we don't even have a number, many planets and stars, that there's not even a number in any language to discount the number of stars that we actually have, that we can just conceptually have. Earth is a speck of dust on inside of the Milky Way galaxy. So it's a speck of dust. Like, it's very insignificant when you back up, pan out, and look at the galaxy. It's very insignificant. And then inside of that insignificant, you are a speck of dust sitting on the top of a speck of dust. Right, so we're all very insignificant, right? But, of course, some of us think that the world and the universe and the whole galaxy revolves around us, which is a very bad thing. But here's the deal. From 500 to 1500, here's how it worked. You would wear your nobility and your status, right? So if you were a king of royalty, you looked the part. Does that make sense, Tempest? Because I want to make sure. Okay,
yes,
good.
Yes.
I want to make sure I'm convinced, right? And if you were a knight, right, which is right under the royalty, you look the part. Okay. And then, so it's just, at that time, there was no middle class. That would happen around 14. That would happen about the 1500s. I'll get to the middle class in a second. Right, the bourgeoisie is what they would be called. But here's the deal. Anything less than royalty, knights, was peasants, and peasants looked the part. And you would be treated according to what you looked like. Is that fair?
Mm-hmm.
All right, if you look like a peasant, you'd be treated like a peasant. If you look like royalty, people would bow down to you as you walk by. If you were a knight, people would be afraid of you and honor you and look at you and want to grow up to be just like you, because they couldn't grow up to be a king or queen because it was divine right, the divine birth, but they can be a king or a knight, which is, you know, they would do all these things like that, right? And the middle class would go on once people like Christopher Columbus, these people start making a whole bunch of money. Then they didn't have a place to fit. They wound up inadvertently creating the middle class, right? And about that time, advertising would first hit about 15, 50, something like that. But anyway, so here's the deal. I can't tell anymore who you are and how to treat you by what you look. Because right now you can have a PhD, a doctor, a medical doctor, PhD, with his whole sleeve tattoos, right? If you don't know what that is, that's when the tattoos cover the top of your arms to the bottom of your arm, right? You can have a medical doctor who looks like anything now, right? Here's the deal. Here's how people now treat you like you are, like you look. Here's how they treat you like peasants. Here's how they treat you like royalty, how they treat you like knight. Your vocabulary. Wow. Wow. I just hurt a lot of feelings, and I also just made the whole world make a whole lot of sense at the same time to a whole lot of people. Here's the deal. Why do you think when you apply for scholarships that make you write essays? Because they're trying to see who you are through your writing, right? Because through your writing is how people are going to treat you. Why would they give you $10,000 scholarship if you're writing?
Right.
You understand. I don't want to complete the sentence, but you understand.
Isn't up to par.
Isn't up to par. Because you can see potential in people's writing, right? You can see potential. And this is why I have minority scholarships or things like that, because these people don't have the resources. But this is why they have, lower income. You don't have to just be minority, lower income. So they don't have the resources, but you can definitely see the potential there. Here's what I'm saying, guys. People are going to judge you by the way in which you communicate, right? They're going to judge you by that, right? They're going to judge you by how you communicate as well. And don't get mad when people judge you. It's not that they're judging you. They're just simply observing the fruit in which you display. When you walk by a coconut tree, you're not judging a coconut tree. You don't look at the coconut tree and say, you filthy coconut tree. No, you're looking at the tree and you're noticing that it has coconuts coming from it. So therefore, you say, that's a coconut tree. Well, people are going to do you the same way. And the people that are following you are looking simply at your fruit. They're not judging you. They're simply looking at your fruit. And when your fruit says you're not the leader that I'm looking for, well, then that's how you get treated. Third thing, every time you open your mouth, you need to be saying your vision. Every time. Every time. Let's play a little exercise right now. I want you to imagine. I want all of you to imagine. I want to take you on a trip. So all of you right now, I just came in and asked you, hey, I want you to go somewhere with me. Let's go. Now, all of you just had a hesitation because you don't know me. You just went, well, I listened to you, buddy, but I don't know you, right? I got some questions. Like, where are we going, right? Like, follow me, guys. If you're writing, write this down. Where are we going? How much is it going to cost?
Yes.
What kind of trip is it? Is this trip going to be dangerous?
Yes.
Is this trip going to cost me anything?
Mm-hmm.
Right? How long am I going to be gone?
Mm-hmm.
How long is it going to take to get there? Is it going to be hard? Do I need anything to take with me? Do I need some money? Are you paying for it? Who's paying for this? Am I going to be in any danger? Right? What do I need to wear? Is it going to be cold outside? Right? All these things you're wondering, and guess what? The people following you are wondering the same things. Wow, I just made, come on, guys. Right? The people following you are wondering the same thing. So if you have an organization and you're telling people, let's go there, and you're not telling them how you're going to get there, how much it's going to cost them, and all the risks it's going to take, then you're losing them and they won't follow you. Listen, people will follow you in turbulent times as long as they have all the information. It makes a whole lot of sense. People don't mind taking risks if they feel like they have the information to make their own informed decision. So every time you open your mouth, every memorandum you send out, every email, find ways to sneak in. What's it going to cost? How much money am I going to make? How much money are you going to make? Or, right, all these things like that. I'm not sure how much money you're going to make, but you understand what I'm saying. You're taking them on the trip. Your vision is a trip in which you're taking people on. You don't have to know how you're going to get there. You just need to know that you're going to get there, and every time you know the next step, they need to know it as well. But lastly, learn how to listen. The greatest part of communication is to listen. You'll know when people disagree with you if you actually listen more than you talk. The worst thing you can ever do, and I got this from Dr. Henry Cloud in his book Integrity, is invalidate people. Just because you know what you're talking about does not mean that people shouldn't have the right to voice their opinions. What you need to do is listen to people, because you're not the only one who has something to say. And here's the deal. Everyone has a right to say something, maybe not all the time, but every instance, right? Everyone shouldn't be interrupting you all the time. But guess what? You shouldn't be interrupting everyone all the time going, well, how are you working out? You don't know where they're coming from. So your job is to listen. Let's see if I can recap all four of those things. See if I can recap. 90% of your communication is nonverbal. 90% of your communication is absolutely nonverbal, right? It's just nonverbal, guys. 90% of your communication is nonverbal. I can't stress it enough. I'll skip one because I can't remember the second one. You guys go, every time you go, you're going on a trip. Let them know the risk you're going to take to get on the trip. You need to listen, all right? That was number four. Listen. I can't remember number two was, but you're more than welcome to go rewind it and get to number two. But the deal is, it's very, very, very simple. Your communication will break you or it will make you. People are willing to work for you if they know that you're the one that's going to break your neck to take this organization where it needs to go. Hopefully that answers your question about this one. It was such a great topic. Tiffany, do you have anything to add? Any comments?
No, thanks.
Personal stories, testimonies?
No.
Speak freely.
I guess I can go back to that whole listen thing. I kind of touched on it earlier, but you went into more detail. People just want to be heard. Like, you don't have to take my idea, or you don't have to take my suggestion, but at least hear me out. At least make me feel like I matter. And when I say I mean people. At least make people feel like they matter. Because people just, at the end of the day, people just really want to be heard. It's not really about their idea.
Absolutely correct, and that's part of communication. You just remind me of number two, the vibe, right? So, yeah, and that's it, right? People are vibing. They're picking up on your vibes.
Yeah.
Go ahead. You got something to say about that. Go ahead. Because you have a high level.
This is just me. Okay, so maybe that's what it is. This is just me, but I... Oh, okay, yes, this is what I'm going to talk about. Because you said something about sitting in a group and being quiet and being a part of the group, but then sometimes you're quiet and not a part of the group, and people pick up on that, you know? I don't know if I'm saying it the exact way you said it.
No, you said it right.
That's me. Like, I don't talk. If there's more than two people in the room, I'm not going to talk at all. Not because I don't have anything to say. That's just, I guess, my personality or whatever. But people can pick up on vibes, or at least I can. I can only speak from my point of view. That is, I can walk in a room and feel everyone's vibe. And if I'm not feeling your vibe, then that'll make me not want to, you know, interact with you on any kind of level. So... I don't know what the point of me saying this is. I guess just be genuine, because if you're out fake, then that's not a good thing, and that will also make people not communicate with you. So, like, if you're, you know, be consistent and genuine, that, you know.
Would you... I said this in another episode. People's BS radars are in tune, working properly, and very and very accurate and acute, right? No one wants to follow a disgenuine leader. No one.
No.
No one. No one. No. Right? So people can tell if you mean what you say and do what you say. And they can tell if you actually care. And if you don't care, well,
then they're not.
Then they're not going to care, and they won't work for you unless they have their own self-serving reasons to work for you. And then they'll only work for you. That's right. And then they'll only work for you until you have fulfilled that reason. So if you keep working for somebody, so if you have a lot of people that keep going with you and then leaving when you've given them just enough, right, and you keep going, mm-hmm. why, you know what, they always do me like that. They always do me, well, mm-hmm. the deal is, people are picking up on the fact that you don't care about them. So they, in turn, treat you exactly how you're treating them.
Yeah.
So that's how you master communication, guys. So keep that up. Keep that up. Those are my Tiffany is having a ball, right? But it's definitely true. These are my final thoughts, and right? And if I can leave you with just one more thing, I leave you with this, that if you don't know who you are yourself, if you get there fast, because it's hard to inspire the greatness in others if you don't know exactly how great you are currently. Those are my final thoughts.
Wow.
Those are my final thoughts. Go ahead, take us out, Tiffany.
Well, thank you guys for tuning in to this week's Brick by Brick. Okay, let me interject real quick. I'm laughing
sure.
because your last statement about I'll just say you described a previous job, and like I just saw like my actions flash through my head, so that's why I'm laughing. So
no, sorry. quite all right. you make the podcast more interesting. That's it. You're an integral piece of my organization. The number two in charge of all five or six things that we have and growing. And so every now and then you got to laugh at your own personal experiences.
Okay. So thank you guys for tuning in to this week's Brick by Brick.
Hold on. Let me stop. Look, guys, you see she's laughing because she obviously knows someone, right? Here's the deal of this podcast. Don't be the guy or gal that she's laughing at, right? Don't be that person, right? Don't be that person. Master communicate. Learn the communication. Your people deserve communication. Communication is a two-way street. If you always think it's everyone else's fault, you are a poor communicator.
Oh my God. The
person that needs to be changed. It can't always be someone else's fault. You can't always be late because it was traffic or it was something else. At some point, it has to be your fault. And a real leader will take responsibility for everything, right? And they'll take that responsibility without that responsibility eating them up on the inside to the point of no return, right? Those are real leaders, that every communication error is always the leader's fault. Every failure is always the leader's fault. This is why quarterbacks in the NFL get paid the big bucks, right? Even if the defense messes up, right? If they scored seven more points, then it wouldn't matter about the defense giving up their one touchdown. So just like in basketball, if you don't watch football, just like in basketball, you know, I don't care how good you are as a superstar. If you can't hit free throws, you're not really that good, right? You've got to be able to hit the free throws. Because here's why. Those are free shots, charity shots. How dare you lose the game by 2 points or lose the game by 1 point when you miss 23 free throws?
Right.
Something's wrong. So that's communication. Don't have the team miss 23 free throws and you keep losing the game by 1 point. That's and here's the deal. Free throws don't take talent. They're concentration and repetition. And that's how you can fix your communication errors, concentration, and repetition. Now I'm done.
Okay. So thank you guys for tuning in to this week's Brick by Brick. If you liked what you heard or didn't like what you heard today, please rate and comment below. We'd love to hear from you, and we do take everything you say We do take heed, is what I'm trying to say. We take heed to everything that you say. So please help us help you better by commenting, rating, all that good stuff. If you like what you heard, share it with someone. You never know. You know, somebody might need to hear this. If you would like for Antonio to speak at your upcoming event, just go to revtony.org/booking. That's revtony.org/booking. Fill out that short form, and I will be in contact with you within 24 to 48 hours. Thanks again for tuning in. You guys are awesome.
All right, guys. Well, as usual, keep walking. Well, that's what the name of the book. Keep smiling. It looks good on your face.
Wherever you are in life, whether you're a millionaire or you're just starting out, whether you believe in yourself or not, whether you have self-assurance or low self-esteem, whether you cry yourself to sleep at night or you're on top of the world, we want to help you become a better you because we believe that God has something greater in store just for you. Whether you're a church member or not, corporate world or not, we want to see you succeed in life. Tune into us next week as we continue helping you be a better you.